Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to bring back our good friend and original founding member of our Brain Trust, Ed Yordan. Ed is a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. How many people do you know have that distinction? He's the author of a number of books, including Byte Wars, and there's probably a new one since then that I don't have in front of me. He is a global consultant to companies on really sophisticated technology stuff. He's forgotten more about technology than you and I will ever know, and he's our good friend Ed Yordan. Welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
What is the new book? Is that the new book, Byte Wars?
No. That's actually about 10 years old now.
That's what I was going to say. That's the old one, isn't it?
one of the old ones. The newest is called CIOs at Work.
I don't have that book. You need to get me a copy of that book.
I will definitely send you one.
CIOs, Chief Information Officers at Work. So
yeah, so it's interviews with a lot of the top CIOs around the country and around the world, actually.
Ed, in the last couple of years, we've had some interesting things to happen. In interesting, not meaning in a good way. We had the flash crash on Wall Street about two years ago. Recently, Knight Capital basically lost their company because of an errant trade that happened. What's going on?
Well, these are just two of the more visible software bugs. Programmers make mistakes. Programmers don't have enough time to get their software tested, and so things go wrong. And usually people don't notice. Occasionally it's very public and very visible and very expensive. And those are just two of the more recent examples. As far as I know, nobody got killed in either of those two.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to see any legislation before Congress or anything like that. But a lot of money got wasted. There's no question about that.
Well, and I wonder, of course, it basically took Knight Capital down in a matter of a day because of something they did. They made some errant trades. But, I mean, here's what I'm talking about, Ed. So much of our global financial infrastructure is in ones and zeros, right? It's not real stuff. It's digital, and I mean, is should we be worried about this?
We should. I think we have to keep it in perspective, and also I think we have to realize we can't escape it. When people get in their automobile today, they don't realize they've got they're sitting in a box with 100 million lines of code. It's just staggering what we trust our lives to these days, and that could kill you. Computer people tend to make a distinction between so-called safety critical systems and the not so safety critical systems.
Say that again. What slower?
Safety
critical. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, where a bug could cause a loss of life versus, let's say, consumer products. Basically everything you use in your home has got a lot of software in it. But if it breaks, you curse and yell and throw it out the window and buy a new one, and, that's about the extent of it. Of course, the company that made it might have lost money on 100 million of these boxes that they built, so they might go out of business, but nobody's going to die. But if it's a guided missile or a nuclear reactor, or just think of the airplane you fly in, from one point to another,
right.
And how much that depends on software. So that's the kind of distinction, and that tends to justify spending a lot more money and being a lot more careful about getting as many of the books out as possible. But there was a terrific editorial or op-ed piece in yesterday's New York Times by one of the more respected computer scientists, a woman named Ellen Ullman, saying that it's basically impossible to get all the bugs out, and we just have to be aware of it and act accordingly.
When we have our electric grid has a chink in it, where, you know, the big brownout that happened in, what was it, 02 or something like that? No, earlier than that, I guess. That happened all across the blackout across Northeast. That was a cascade effect. One breaker tripped and it caused a bigger breaker to trip and et cetera, et cetera. Could there be a bug cascade?
There could be, and what worries a lot of the security people even more these days is that it might not be accidental or just in the mistake. I mean, it could be triggered by malicious acts, a malevolent act on the part of terrorists. And it's interesting you mentioned the power grid is one of the prime examples of that. That's certainly one place that terrorists would go after and in the hopes of causing a cascading
While we're all taking our shoes and our belts off to get on airplanes, they're laughing at us probably and saying, you know, that's not where you're vulnerable. We got you. We're going to get you over here. Hold on to that thought, Ed. We're going to come back. I want to continue this, folks, with Ed Jordan and talk about some more about where we're possibly exposed and a little bit more about technology in our lives. 22. Ed Jordan is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.